Listen, you guys ought to move to L.A., man, right away. No one is repressed in L.A.
Hi, is
the
business there?
Where is this?
The other night, he's a bae.
He's wanking up.
We've lost him again.
Where's Sid, by the way?
He's gone missing.
Is he frequently?
He's got to do a solo album.
Does he frequently get lost?
Now you wind out if he's permanent. Oh, ha, ha. Sorry, Sid.
Merci, merci, merci. Mesdames, mesdemoiselles, messieurs, j'ai le grand honneur de vous présenter Sid Vicious. Sid Vicious!
For the first time on record, Sid Vicious talks frankly, honestly, and directly to his fans.
Before I joined the group, I used to be a shop assistant in the sex shop that Malcolm McLaren runs. I went to see them a lot. I knew John. He was an old
enemy
of mine from
we used to squat together.
And we hated each other. And he was in this group, and we were going. We really hated each other at the time, and like I thought, oh, this is going to be a real load of crap, this idiot. So I went along to see this group, and they were just like really wonderful. I really thought they were great.
Mainly
me. Amazing. Tell them. I thought he looked like a turtle. and like, I just thought they were the most brilliant group I'd ever seen. You know, I really admired them. They were just like so honest. I just couldn't believe it. Like that Bill Grundy thing, I mean, that wasn't put on at all. He asked for it and he got it, you know what I mean? They done it in a very, very clever way. They were just themselves.
But
they
could
made
also
complete mincemeat of him because he's a total fool. He's a growing up and they're kids, so how can he compete?
My name is Malcolm McLaren. I have taught you many things in my time. But the most successful of all was an invention of mine they called punk rock.
Something Else, the new single from Sid Vicious, brought to you by the people who know best.
Yeah, well, because those people need to be got up off their behinds, fools. That's why we're here.
Just take Capital Radio, for instance,
part
right?
Of the reason.
We've got a record.
The thing is that most of the general public are so contrived themselves that they just naturally assume that we are as well, but I'm afraid we're not. We don't hold ourselves back for grown-ups. Why should we? If they can't take the pressure, that's their tough luck. Grown-ups are people who have become redundant. The difference between us and them is we don't care. I'm going to be dead before I'm anywhere near that age. You see, you don't necessarily a grown-up. You can be grown-up at any age, you know what I mean? Like, they're a 16-year-old to a grown-up. Like, we will never grow up. We're just a bunch of kids, you know what I mean? And we always will be kids. And that's what we're... That's like why we will never change. We won't change. Nothing.
Elvis was good because when he started, he was a part of the thing.
He forgot what he was about and people had to tell him. And he was too stupid to know any better. We aren't like that.
Do you think then by the time you're 30, that you ain't going to be working as a band then?
I don't think so. We ain't got the sense.
Buy my album and make me a millionaire. I want a house in the country.
Do I want to die? I want a brothel. Like Johnny Gonzalez said, I want to live till I die.
Only one of the backers have pulled out.
20th Century Fox.
A very unimportant little concern we might add. Listen, if we want to make a film, we'll make one and no one will get in our way. Believe me. Yeah. We got our street smarts, you know what I mean?
Keep
my girlfriend fucked me with a dildo, so what? And they're also very honest.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You better ask about that, because he seems to know about it.
I like him. Actually, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he gives you drugs, that's why.
No, he doesn't.
Well, yeah, he does, but... I mean, if they want a gob, it's up to them. We don't mind it.
We are not stars.
Just as long as I don't mind being gobbed back at. Pogoing started, because when I first went to see the Pistols, they were the only band that I ever wanted to dance to, and I couldn't dance, I didn't know how to dance, so the only thing I could think of was leaping up and down, really. Yeah, I used to do it really good as well, it was a great dance, the way I used to do it, and the way John used to do it, but like these arseholes that do it now, you know, they're just pathetic, and I walk into clubs and I see these people, and, oh, it's just disgusting.
Yeah, they don't know it, don't they?
Like they, you know, like what can you do? We have something to say, so we have to say it, right? When we toured Sweden, right, there was these two little kids, right, who worked in this punk shop in Sweden, right, and one of them was 12. Great. These kids were incredible. One of them had an Iron Cross tattooed on his chest, right, and like that, But they like, I spent the whole day with them, and they like shoved me around. We have really good fun, and they took me out and bought me a load of sweets and things. It was just great, and they were really brilliant. They were fantastic, and like 12 years old, you know what I mean? And I gave one kid my favourite T-shirt. People have been calling us punks like since we were 15, you know what I mean? Like, we've looked like this ever since then. Like, we haven't jumped on any bandwagon.
We don't plan a year ahead, let alone 5 years.
We don't even plan for tomorrow.
The only reason why we've ever got where we have is not through fault.
Are we going to rehearse tomorrow?
It's
fair loss, Mum. I hate your guts.
Then there was Sydney was a natural, working in the clubs, ensuring that every gig the group ended up in Humphrey. He invented the pogo. One of the cutest things I don't know.
Sid Vicious sings Something Else, his new single from the forthcoming film The Great Rock and Roll Swindle on Virgin Records now.
I got a full beer can right in the face like this, smash right off the face, and it cut my lip open. I'm illiterate, I don't know what you're talking about.
Tell me what you think of America.
Ask me a question, I tell you no lie. It's 1978, right?
You got it.
Shut your blood clot, mummy, cut you to rash.
Shut up, Sydney.
Most of our records are banned because, like, we're telling the truth. For a year, we've been banned, like, everywhere, and our records are banned because, like, we're saying things that, to the straight, like, cops and, you know, like, the growing-ups, that's unacceptable to them. They can't take anarchy. They want everything ordered so that life is nice and safe and, like, they're closet cases. They ain't ever been out of their closet since the day they were born. I don't think, ever. I just do. I don't think. None of us think. We just do. Why bother about thinking about it? Let's talk about sex. I like American girls.
What are we talking about? Physically, mentally? What are you talking about?
Mentally, they're not there at all.
I'm talking about shoving it in.
I thought you might be.
Rules are made to be broken, right? When there are no more rules or categorizations, when there are no more niggers or whites, or when there's just people, when there's no more punks, when there's no more dirt, that is when things are going to be okay. And, like, we'll probably be dead in, like, 2 years.
This is KSAN in San Francisco. Let me just stay legal here. Talking to the Sex Pistols, Johnny Rotten and Sid Vicious. They're playing at Winterland tonight. They're also going
blah,
to do
blah,
a...
Blah, 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 blah,
let me bring it down a little
blah,
so I can come
blah,
over.
Blah, 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 blah.
And they're going to be playing at Winterland this evening. Around 10 o'clock, the blah, Avengers blah, and the Nuns blah, are also blah, both
blah,
on the bill.
Blah, blah, blah.
We'll be taping it with the case in the milk truck. It'll be on the radio about midnight.
Bellyache.
I'm going to come back and talk to them and play some more of their music in just a moment.
Sid Vicious. Quelle merveille.
For the first time on record, Sid Vicious talks frankly, honestly, and directly to his fans with his new single, My Way. My Way. It's more than just a single. It's a rip-off.